Report: Senate Democrat budget spends $150 billion on amnesty for illegal aliens. By John Binder on June 22, 2021. A budget plan being authored by Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders, IVT, is set to force American taxpayers to spend $150 billion on providing amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. The budget ensures that a likely the majority of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States would be given some form of amnesty either through green cards or visas, costing each American taxpayer more than $1,000 to offset the costs. Illegal aliens set to benefit from the amnesty include those shielded from deportation by former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals (DACA) program, illegal aliens provided temporary protected status (TPS), and illegal aliens that the budget deems essential to the American economy. According to Roll Call, explanatory documents argue that including such policies in the reconciliation bill would likely pass muster with the Senate parliamentarian, a maneuver that Senate Democrats have been eyeing for some time to pass an amnesty. Meanwhile, the Sanders budget reportedly includes just $24 billion on border infrastructure and modernizing land ports of entry, according to Roll Call. This indicates that the budget spends nearly seven times as much taxpayer money on amnesty for illegal aliens as it does on infrastructure at the U.S.-Mexico border. Open Borders activists, including those with the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, are praising the reported budget plan by Sanders for its seeking to sneak amnesty past Congress through reconciliation. Senate Democrats are seemingly taking marching orders for amnesty from corporate interests, including Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's FWD.us, which lobbies for an endless stream of foreign workers to take white-collar American jobs. Last month, FWD.us hired a former assistant Senate parliamentarian to craft a plan for Democrats that would pass amnesty for illegal aliens through a little-known reconciliation rule. Democrats, along with some House Republicans, have the support of a large amnesty coalition led by former President George W. Bush, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable, and a number of Koch brothers-backed organizations. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class and towards employers and new arrivals. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has repeatedly found that amnesty for illegal aliens would be a net fiscal drain for American taxpayers while driving down U.S. wages. Every year, 1.2 million legal immigrants are given green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take American jobs while hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.